Medical Officer Dr. Simon Kizer-Beach said St. Vincent and the Grenadines has recorded two COVID-19 related deaths over the past week, and health officials there are concerned about this development. Dr. Kizer-Beach said the new surge of positive cases in the country is dangerous and can cause more deaths than previous surges. And she appealed to Vincentians to get vaccinated against COVID-19 and to follow all the relevant safety protocols.
Sadly, we have two deaths in the last 7 days after having not had anyone die from COVID since May 2021. So we are in a new surge, a dangerous surge, a different surge if you compare it to the one of January, February of this year, because we have the Delta variant and the Gamma variant circulating. And as I said, these are much more aggressive variants. They cause much more disease because they spread much more easily and they cause more illness and so the potential for more deaths.
That was Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simon Kizer-Beach. In the region, Jamaica has confirmed 14 more COVID-19 deaths, increasing the country's tally to 1,791. According to the country's Ministry of Health and Wellness, the deaths occurred during the period August 31st to September 16th, with two of them having been previously under investigation. The Health Ministry also reported that 546 cases of the respiratory illness were confirmed on Saturday, pushing the overall tally to 79,673. And one of Trinidad and Tobago's renowned urologists, Dr. Lal Saw, said Trinidad and Tobago-born international rapper Nicki Minaj was misinformed about any link between testicular swelling, erectile dysfunction or impotence, and COVID-19 vaccination. The rapper came under the spotlight last week when she tweeted that a friend of her cousin in Trinidad and Tobago developed swollen testicles and became impotent after receiving a COVID-19 vaccine. Her comment drew international media attention and laughter, as well as condemnation from scientists and politicians, including Health Minister in Trinidad and Tobago, Terence Dayal Singh, who debunked her findings. Internationally, top health officials in the United States have said that broader approval of COVID-19 booster shots could be weeks away, after a Food and Drug Administration FDA expert advisory panel recommended a third jab for a limited segment of the population. The director of the National Institutes of Health said the FDA panel's decision on Friday to limit Pfizer COVID-19 booster shots to Americans aged 65 and older, as well as those at high risk of severe disease, was a preliminary step. Some rich nations, including the United States and the United Kingdom, are considering coronavirus booster shots in the midst of a recent surge in cases linked to the highly contagious Delta variant. But the World Health Organization, WHO, this month called for a moratorium on booster shots amid concerns about vaccine supplies to poorer nations, where millions have yet to receive their first jab. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's COVID-19 update.